Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Is it me or is this week just...
It has, and it's gorgeous.
Flying
out.
By.
It's incredibly confusing when I go to bed cold and I wake up hot.
Well, you know, you can kick the covers off, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't make it any less confusing.
Okay, so we have got to talk about the Northern Lights for a minute.
Are you going to complain?
Yeah, I am.
Did we swing and a miss last night?
Yep.
I drove for a total of an hour.
So, I was under the impression that the Northern Lights would be, like the night before, visible on the northern horizon at about 8:30 last night. So, we're watching this movie. Oh, by the way, I believe it's called No Good Turn. Nobody you would recognize. Edge of my seat, did not see that ending.
Oh, okay. I'll write it down. No Good Turn.
I believe it's called No Good Turn. I'll double check that. Nobody in that movie that you would recognize.
All right. So wait, you stopped to go see the Northern Lights.
I said, honey, pause the movie.
Yeah.
The Northern Lights are going to be out. So we go out in the backyard, which has very little light pollution. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No street lights.
Well, yeah, because you got that dome covering everything.
Right. And we had them pull back the dome in Western Shawnee last night.
Oh, okay.
It was cloudy like it is outside right now.
Where scattered.
Scattered and thin. So I thought for sure, you know, through the thin clouds, we'd be able to see it. We're looking around, and, you know, we got this big field in our backyard, and I go, let's go a little bit farther out. We're looking around, nada.
So my buddy went out the night before and had a bunch of pictures on his Instagram story of what he was able to see out at Lake Jacomo, and I was like, dude, why'd you go south? Now you're looking through the city lights to try to see the Northern Lights.
Right.
So I was like, let's try it again tonight. We'll drive north of town, and it's going to be amazing. We drive for 35, 40 minutes, don't see anything through the windshield, finally pull off, and we stand there for an hour in some random lot in a really nice neighborhood, just praying to God that at some point the Northern Lights are going to...
sketch at all.
Super odd. Almost 30-year-old dude standing in the middle of an empty grass field in the middle of a nice neighborhood, like looking at the sky... Nothing.
Two things.
Sorry, the movie was called No Good Deed. Mm-hmm. T just texted me. No Good Deed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two things. Miss a little, miss a lot.
Yeah.
And the word may.
Well, I understand, Dan. So we went back inside, finished No Good Deed. It's like 9:30 at night. We're up way past our bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, let's go give it one more shot. So we go out back. And here we are, like a bunch of idiots, just staring up at the sky. Nothing.
you looked. I didn't even look.
As Nick Bender reported last night, 18 hours ago, it was not as prolific as the night before, but it was visible.
Well, I'm sad that we missed it
last night.
It'll come around again.
It might happen tonight.
It's not like Halley's Comet.
I was giddy like a child on Halloween night who couldn't wait to get his candy at the idea of seeing the Northern Lights last night, because I have never been able to see them despite having probably 50 opportunities in my life to see them. And alas, it's now 51.
They're saying minor to strong, a G1 to G3 tonight. So
what the hell does that even mean?
Sounds like a diamond rating.
It's
I don't know.
Weather here on Mother Earth. They have weather up there in space.
What causes the Northern Lights?
A coronal mass ejection.
Okay. Excuse me?
That's what it is.
That's what it's called.
It's a solar storm.
In English, please.
It's a solar storm.
A lot of energy gets shot out from the sun in the direction of the Earth that brings a heightened level of radiation that reacts with the radiation surrounding the Earth, causing different colors to appear in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. A solar storm.
So there's another chance tonight.
Yes.
All right.
Now, we need to have a real talk because, what is it, Dan, 4 episodes in the last year?
I believe so, yeah.
And prior to that, I could be wrong, but I thought I heard somewhere that it averaged like once every 10 years. Are we nearing the end of days?
let me ask. Is it climate change?
No. But how would we be affecting the sun?
Right.
Well, you never know. A lot of people drive SUVs, Sam.
Okay. Yeah.
So what else you got in the stack?
A lot of flights. Epstein files, am I right?
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
That's not how anything works.
Epstein files, am I right?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.